Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Did you know Nissan EVs have traveled 8 billion miles? Just a quick trip to Pluto and back. And what did we learn along the way? Well, that an EV can take on the world, like the Nissan Leaf. It can move racing forward and take your breath away, like the all-new Nissan Ariya. We learned to make EVs that electrify. 8 billion miles driven by Leaf owners globally since 2010. Aria not yet available for purchase. Expected availability late fall. Subject to change.
What's up, everybody? It's Soren Baker here on Unique Access with Soren Baker. Thank you for listening. Today, we have the honor and privilege of being joined by Dana Dane. Now, Dana Dane is joining us for our Best Album segment, and he has chosen to do Slick Rick's The Great Adventures of Slick Rick. This is definitely one of the best albums of rap history. It's also from Dana Dane's childhood friend. He went to high school with Slick Rick, and Dana was there, as you'll hear, while Rick was recording a lot of his album, which is viewed by many as one of the best albums in rap history. So thank you very much for checking us out here on the Pantheon Podcast Network. And without further ado, let's get to Dana Dane talking about Slick Rick's The Great Adventures of Slick Rick on Best Albums here on Unique Access with Soren Baker.
What's up, everybody? Soren Baker here on Unique Access, and we're talking about the best albums. And today's guest, Dana Dane, and he's got one of his personal favorites and one of the best rap albums of all time, man. Dana.
That's right. Slick Rick, The Great Adventures of Slick Rick.
Now, Dana, you went to high school with Slick Rick, one of your best friends, of course. So take us back to before the album came out and kind of set up what was the scene and the feeling like of New York after the success of the show and Lottie Dottie.
Oh, man. I remember, well, you know, just to sidetrack, I remember when Dougie Fresh and Slick Rick pulled up into the project in the limousine to come visit me as the show in Lottie Dottie was on fire.
Oh, wow.
And I was, like, sitting in the back of the limo with them drinking Black Dungeons. That's Old English with Guinness Stout pulled in it. So. But anyway,
it sounds dangerous.
Yeah. But New York City was on fire, though. I mean, okay. They changed... To me, they changed the course of the way that hip-hop was going in regards to him having that storytelling rhyme. And then he doubled up with the show. And, you know, when he said the rhyme about it, got him the train 205th.
So pretty girl.
Yeah, so at the time, I think everybody wanted to get into that little storytelling type of thing.
And you did with Nightmares as well. And luckily, also in 1985.
Yeah. Luckily, I was right after him. So I kind of solidified my spot by dropping Nightmares. Is, you know, the next story right after that. So it was a great time for hip-hop, though, man. It was definitely a great time for hip-hop. But I thought that Dougie Fresh and Slick Rick was going to go on to do more incredible things and make an album together. But as we know, that did not happen.
Yes. But what did happen was The Great Adventures of Slick Rick.
Yes.
Now, the first single... Teenage Love, of course, you're in the video for that.
Yeah, Teenage Love, right. I got on my long wool coat with the mink collar, and me and Vance Wright looking like twins.
standing outside the limo.
Yeah, standing outside the limo,
Now, that being said, that song really, I think, is a great song, and it's very interesting coming off of the show in Lottie Dottie that it was sonically totally different. It was a slow tempo.
Yeah, slow tempo, yeah.
And it wasn't, didn't have... Even the raps and his performance on the song was much more laid back and kind of different. So were you there when he was making this song?
You know what? I you know, he lived up in the Bronx, so I used to always visit him at the crib. So I was in the studio actually when he laid Teenage Love. I think that's the first time I heard Teenage Love. And shout out to Big Daddy Kane, he was in the video as well. So
you're all outside the limo, man.
No, he was in the train station. He was in the train station.
That's a different part of the video.
But with that said though, I was in the studio with Chung King actually. Okay. He mixed that in Chung King studios in Manhattan. So when he was going to put that song out, I was like, really? Because, you know, it's slow. It was slower. Right. It was different. You know what I mean? But it was dope. But it was
different. That was the thing as a rap fan, that it was a good song for what it was, but it was so different and it didn't match what I expected or anticipated at all.
Yeah, it took me by surprise too, and I didn't know it was going to be as big as it was, and the hook was Teenage Love. It was real simple, but it was to the point, but the story was dope, the track was dope, and of course Rick produced that one as well.
Right. Which he did the majority of the album.
Yeah, he produced most of the album. I think they just had, Hank Shockley and Jam Master Jay come back in and tweak some things. Other than, I think, Teacher, and Let's Get Crazy, I don't think have Slick Rick's imprint on them, you know, in regards to making the music. But I think that when it comes to all the hits, Mona Lisa, Children's Story, Teenage Love, Hey Young World, I was in the house when he was plugging out Hey Young World.
Well, Hey Young World also has a much slower tempo, but that one also has that
it had like a little Jamaican bounce to it. Right. You know what I mean? So he really went into his West Indian roots to rock that one out. You know?
Yeah, and that song's been sampled quite a bit.
Redone by Macy Gray. Yes. As well. So.
And with that one, you also get with. Dealing with the show and Lottie Dottie and then Teenage Love, we didn't have really a social commentary. And then on Hey Young World, Slick Rick showed another side of his, not only his storytelling and his writing, but kind of his persona and his mind. So what, knowing him at the time and growing up and spending a lot of time with him, what do you think that song added to kind of his legacy and showed this different side of him?
You know what, and this is just my opinion on the song. When I think about Hey Young World, I think that because we were young and kind of wild then, I think that song was talking to how, because his mom's to me was a little strict, you know what I'm saying? So I think that song spoke to how he kind of wanted to see himself doing the right thing, but not that we weren't really always doing the right thing. So it was like a song to himself and everybody else. Like, listen, you know, the world's kind of crazy. You can fall off, but fall back on, man. You know, listen to your mother. Be good. You know, it's all right. You know, but you know, we were talking about something earlier, right? So you listen to Hey Young World, right? And you hear that song after a minute, but. When you get Lottie Dottie, you get the show, then Teenage Love comes out, and then you pick up the album, you put the album on, the first song...
Treat him like a prostitute. I was like, what? So Dana, as a rap fan and not being in the music industry, I was a very young little lad, as they would say, back in the day when the album came out, but I remember getting it. And I was like, treated like a prostitute's the first song?
Yeah, I don't even think they had explicit lyrics on the album at the time, right?
So I don't think it was on that one.
So yeah, if you were new to Slick Rick, right? Yeah. And then you heard Teenage Love and like, Ma, I want that album. And then
even the show.
Yeah, or even the show. Right. Yeah. And then you go, Ma, I want that album. And you put that album on in the house and it's like, treat her like a
like what? Or if
I wonder who decided that was the first song, though.
Or if you had the fortune to have a cassette player in your car at the time.
Right.
Man, imagine how many kids probably were like, oh, mommy, you remember the show? Remember it had Inspector Gadget? Did you play that? Like he was inspecting
Gadget. I'm sure it caught a lot of people by surprise just hearing that song first.
Well, so did Indian Girl, too. Yeah. That was obviously later in
the album. Yeah, later in the album, though. But I'm just saying, but the first song...
I know.
...is treated like a prostitute. I would have think it would be The Ruler's Back, even Teenage Love, even Mona Lisa, maybe, even,
yeah,
right?
Mona Lisa, yeah. And Mona Lisa, I thought, was amazing in the sense that was one of those songs from the era, kind of like with you, with Cinderfella Dana Dane, that they never did a video for.
Right. But you know what? So great about that song, like Cinderfella, you don't need a video for it because it's so visually driven lyrically, you know what right, I mean? Right. So, and it's kind of like true story type of thing, too.
Oh, really? He did buy her a slice of pizza?
No, seriously. But I don't think the girl name was Mona Lisa, and if I'm correct, her name was Angie something. I can't remember. Okay. It was this girl that he liked, you know what I mean? But she never gave him the time of day. And okay. Trevor was his homeboy. God bless Trevor. He passed away. Okay. And they used to be up in the Bronx. They used to go to this pizza shop. So I know the story, you know what I mean? So it's kind of true to life, you know?
Well, speaking of stories, the biggest song on the album, the one he's most famous for, is Children's Story.
Yeah, Children's Story.
So with that one, I always thought it was intriguing that the way that he made this song, it wasn't a whole bunch of verses with the choruses and all
that. No, just one straight
so
track, right?
So what, do you know why or how it ended up that way?
I don't think he was in, at, like me, I'm into the hooks and the choruses, you know?
Yes.
I want an intro, I want a body, I want a conclusion in my song. Right. I think Rick was just into telling the story and getting it out and then let the whatever come before, because he did Mona Lisa kind of like the same way.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? So that was his thing, you know? I don't even know why he did it like that, but it was dope though, because it worked. It
and
definitely
what,
worked.
What do you think, since he was obviously, like yourself, became known as one of the preeminent storytellers in rap history, what do you think it is about Children's Story that made it such a landmark song?
I think it just talked to every kid and grown up about bedtime stories.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Then, you know, it's the story itself, you know? The story is about a little kid who just went off the wrong path. He was
right,
a good
right.
little kid, and that was happening every day in the hood, you know? Next thing you know, you know, Billy just went to jail.
He yeah, I just played basketball. What
yeah,
basketball?
Yeah. Well, he went downtown and robbed somebody.
right.
Get the hell out of here.
Right.
So the story rang true in the hood. So
right.
I think that's what made it one of his greatest stories. And then, you know, the setup of it was, Uncle Ricky,
right.
please tell me a bedtime story. So it was like, a bedtime story? Let me hear this. And it's like the first time you heard somebody on a record say, I'm going to tell you a bedtime story. And it's not so much of a...
Yeah, you don't want to go to sleep thinking about that, getting shot.
Yes, yes.
At least I don't.
Yeah, me neither.
Now, looking back, what do you think is the legacy of Slick Rick's The Great Adventures of Slick Rick?
I think it's he's going to go down as one of the greatest storytelling albums of
right.
all times. You know,
I would agree.
Absolutely. He's also set the bar for multiple characters.
Yes.
On a record, you know, like he's Slick Rick, he's Rick the Ruler, he's the mother.
Isn't there a story with the Indian girl where that kind of inspired?
So when he did the on the Indian girl,
right.
after I heard that, you know, in his crib, it inspired me to write my joint about Susie Bonnet and the choin yoin 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 yoin. I said I couldn't let Rick outdo me, you know,
right,
it was It was a friendly
competition, yes.
But we always was trying to get better, you know? If
right.
he heard something that he thought, I'm sure my album inspired his album to some extent because my album came out first.
Right.
And I know when he heard it, like, damn, they did his thing. I got to step it up. And he did.
Oh yeah, he did. And that's why it's one of the best albums, man. Slick Rick's The Great Adventures of Slick Rick. Dana Dane, appreciate you coming through here on Unique Access. I'm Soren Baker.
Dana Dane.
Appreciate y'all. All right, well, thanks for tuning in to Unique Access with Soren Baker. I appreciate your guys' support. Please subscribe wherever you listen to your podcasts and however you guys checked out this episode of Unique Access with Soren Baker. Also, if you haven't already, please pick up the copies of my two most recent books, The History of Gangsta Rap and The Gucci Mane Guide to Greatness with Gucci Mane. You can find both of those books on Amazon, at Barnes & Noble, at the independent bookstore near you. And of course, you could also check them out at your library. And if any of those places don't have them, please request them. And most importantly, thank you so much for listening to Unique Access with Soren Baker, however you listen to us. And please subscribe so we get into your feed. Hit us with that like and hit us with the 5 stars, 10 stars, 100 stars, whatever's the highest they got on this platform. But we appreciate your guys' support and look forward to you checking us out on the next episode.
Did you know Nissan EVs have traveled 8 billion miles? Just a quick trip to Pluto and back. And what did we learn along the way? Well, that an EV can take on the world, like the Nissan Leaf. It can move racing forward and take your breath away, like the all-new Nissan Ariya. we learned to make EVs that electrify. 8 billion miles driven by Leaf owners globally since 2010. Aria not yet available for purchase. Expected availability late fall. Subject to change.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more Fantasy Points.